All righty, we are pleased to be joined on the line by Peace River Westlock MP Arnold Pearson. A lot of discussion around the federal political circles recently about the agreement, if you will, between the Liberals and the NDP that came out this week. I guess, first of all, Arnold, what do you get your kind of thoughts on that there?
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. The this new agreement here kind of is a disaster for the country in terms of fiscally. We now get the NDP fiscal policy and the liberal ethics, and so this is going to be a total disaster for the country. It's not anything really new that or unknown. It's just that now they've kind of formalized it. So over the last couple of years, we've seen the NDP and the Liberals be dance partners on a host of things, and now it's just more formalized. It's not going to be good for Canada.
One thing that is certainly interesting recently is how this is going to affect, certainly the oil industry in this country, because we've seen, with the situation going on in Europe with the whole Russia and Ukraine, how a lot of countries are sort of moving away from Russia. You think that would sort of open up an opportunity for Canadian oil, but that doesn't seem to be the approach that the feds are kind of taking right now. Do you think this should be sort of more of an opportunity for Canadian oil and Canadian energy to have a sort of a bigger role in this country here?
Yeah, for sure. So we had an Opposition Day motion over a week ago now. We voted on it on Monday, just calling on the government to expedite pipeline production, making sure that we can get our ethically produced oil here in Canada to displace Russian oil in Europe. That motion failed due to not getting the support of the NDP or the Liberal Party. And we also see that the NDP, they have their upcoming policy convention, and one of the policies that they have at that convention that they're looking to pass is like no more pipelines policy there. So given the fact that the Liberals are now fully engaged to the NDP, these are the kinds of policies that we see coming forward at the policy convention in a few weeks here. Will likely be making their way into the Liberal government.
Another thing that has been really interesting to follow recently is a lot of discussion around affordability with inflation, and I believe the carbon tax is also supposed to go up on April the 1st as well. How much of a problem do you think affordability is really in Canada right now, especially in a lot of smaller communities?
Yeah, that's a huge problem. The price of fuel in particular, that I'm really noticing that. My office has been inundated with folks that were phoning me about the highest ever natural gas bill that they've ever had for December, the fuel at the pumps to fill up your car, those kinds of things. We've been calling for an end to the carbon tax for years already, and just this week we actually moved a motion in the House of Commons calling for the government to remove the GST off of the fuels, because that is a tangible way where the government can actually lower it. We understand if the Liberals are kind of entrenched on their carbon tax, then perhaps they would take the GST off. We've watched the Alberta government remove the gas tax off in Alberta to try to keep the price of fuel low. We're calling on the federal government to do something similar by removing the GST.
And do you think with all these different things that have come up, as you mentioned, gas prices, inflation, it's getting harder for people to get kind of the goods they need. How much do you think this is having on particularly an impact on sort of the rural communities like we got up here in northern Alberta?
Yeah, it's a huge impact. The fuel underlines everything. Where we come from, it doesn't matter what it is, it's king on a truck, right? And so the price of diesel fuel is built into all of the other things, whether it's just food or clothing or whatever our supplies, the agriculture products that we need. The price of fuel gets built into the cost of all those things. And so as the price of fuel goes up, the price of everything else goes up because the shipping costs essentially go up.
Certainly, it'd be interesting to follow what happens with this going down the road. Peace River Westlock MP Arnold Pearson, thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, anytime, Kyle. Nice to be there.